This is New England Public Media. We continue our summer fiction series with Andrea Hairston, who teaches theater and Africana studies at Smith College in Northampton, Massachusetts. In her creative life, Hairston covers a lot of ground. She's a playwright, theater director, screenwriter, and novelist. Her forthcoming book, Master of Poisons, is a fantasy novel about a world facing destruction. Here she reads from the beginning.
We are more likely to deny truth than admit grave error and change our minds. Even in the face of overwhelming evidence or imminent destruction, we refuse to believe in any gods but our own. Who can bear for the ground to dissolve under their feet and the stars to fall from the sky? So we twist every story to preserve our faith. Jola thought to steer the Arkesian Empire away from this terrible yet mundane fate.
Hairston recently spoke to New England Public Media's Karen Brown about the fantasy genre, the challenges facing authors of color, and those facing the world at large.
There is a poisoned desert encroaching on the world. Water is polluted. The land is not supporting life.
People go from, oh my God, we should do something, to we should just save ourselves and let everybody else die.
Andrea Hairston's book, Master of Poisons, follows two main characters who are working to save the world. The genre is fantasy, though Hairston doesn't think it's fair to define the genre too narrowly. She points out that all fiction presents an alternate reality. Still, she says the subgenre of fantasy does allow for flexible storytelling.
And it allows me to take us out of what we take for granted, because we take realism for granted. And fantasy allows us to ask questions about what we take for granted as normal.
Climate change is the real-world version of a poisoned desert. But Hairston doesn't consider her novel a pure allegory.
Allegory usually is more of like a one-to-one correspondence. And I think this is a riff. This is more like jazz.
Writing, she says, can be a way out of hopelessness. In part, she draws from the themes of African folklore and history. One of her favorite themes centers around what's called the Woman's War, where women from the Igbo people judge the men on their behavior.
So the men had to listen to the women, or women would do war on them. And the women would also just say, okay, we're leaving. You're not listening to us. We'll take our babies. We'll go to the next village. So investigating stories about that really was exciting to me, because a notion of how women had power in societies that we in the West might have thought, no, they don't have any power. But in fact, they did.
Hairston started her literary career with a small feminist press in Seattle that celebrates underrepresented authors, including people of color and queer people. Though she gradually moved to a larger publishing house, she says there still aren't many African-American authors in the fantasy or science fiction world. But she doesn't blame the genre per se.
So it wasn't that science fiction and fantasy was any less or more welcoming than realistic fiction or the theater world. So I found the exact same barriers, prejudices, people not being able to quite imagine who would want this. I mean, I wrote a play called The Black Woman Survival Kit, and someone said, well, who would want that?
But she's hopeful about this political moment, with increasing awareness of the racism and structural barriers that keep many voices out of mainstream art.
I think this is a particularly interesting time for creative writers to get their ideas and sensibilities out to the world, when before those same writers might have been seen as not, like, oh, what do we do with them?
Hairston says it's hard to publicize a book during a pandemic. But she says the theater world is facing a much tougher crisis.
I'm not facing the, like, when will the theaters open again? Because people can buy my book and read it. And I think the book is fun and it's hopeful. So I have something to offer people as we go through this kind of difficult time.
Andrea Hairston's book, Master of Poisons, comes out in September. For New England Public Media, I'm Karen Brown.